Okay, so let's just briefly speak out the fourth parak of Tainus. We said that the Kohanim have a mitzvah to do Berachas Kohanim every day. They bless Klal Yisrael by saying Yivaracha Hashem Yishmeracha, etc. But the Kohanim are not allowed to do Berachas Kohanim, give Berachas Kohanim, while they have just drunk wine, a certain amount of wine. And so we said, though, that because of that, the Kohanim are not allowed to do Berachas Kohanim by Tfilas Mincha, typically, because Tfilas Mincha is shortly after the time of a big Suda during the day, and if it's after the time of a big meal, so then there's concern that the Kohanim might have drunk wine during that Suda. So if they're going to do Berachas Kohanim, it's going to be by one of their earlier Tfilas. However, there are certain times during the year that the Kohanim can do Berachas Kohanim multiple times during the day, even by Mincha, for example. Let's say they haven't eaten anything. And so the Mishnah says that by three occasions during the year, the Kohanim can do Nesiyas Kapayim, they can do Berachas Kohanim four times that day. The four times being by Tfilas Shachris, by Tfilas Mincha, by Tfilas Mincha, and by Tfilas Ni'ilah. What are the three occasions during the year? By fast days, by Ma'amados, which we'll discuss shortly, and by Yom Kippur. What are Ma'amados? We went on to discuss in Mishnah Beis that there's a mitzvah that's incumbent upon all of Klal Yisrael to bring the carbon tamid in the base of Mikdash every day. And so when you bring a carbon, you're supposed to be present. Well, how's all of Klal Yisrael supposed to be present in the Azara simultaneously? And so the answer is that we need representatives. So the Nevi'im, meaning Shmuel and David, or Misakein, they instituted that there are going to be 24 Mishmaros. We said the 24 Mishmaros were the divisions of the Kohanim and the Levim, that they were divided up into 24 groups of family units that would take turns doing Avodah Beis HaMikdash. And we said that corresponding to those 24 Mishmaros, we also had Ma'amados. The rest of Klal Yisrael were divided up into groups, that they would also take turns coming to the Beis HaMikdash to be present, to represent Klal Yisrael, and be present by the Karban Tamid being brought for the days of that week. And we said that for a Maimed, for the people who were part of a Maimed who lived in the neighborhood of Yerushalayim, they could come to the Azara and participate. For people who weren't nearby, they could get together in their local shuls, and they would daven special tefillos so that the kavanos would be accepted beratzon by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and they would lain Ma'ase Breishis. Why Ma'ase Breishis? To show the connection that there is between the Avodah and the Beis HaMikdash and the existence of the world. Then we went on to discuss that these people who were part of that Maimid would fast 4 days of the week. What 4 days? Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday, not Friday, and not Sunday. Why not? Well, not Friday because we don't want people going into Shabbos on a super hungry state, and we don't want people on Sunday going from one extreme of a day of pleasure and resting of Shabbos to a day of fasting and toiling to the opposite extreme, which could be potentially hazardous. Then we went through the psukim, that the breakdown of the psukim that they would read from Ma'ase Breishis. We basically said that if there was a large parsha, it had to be broken up into two aliyos, a large parsha meaning to say that a group of psukim more than three psukim, and if you have a small parsha comprised of three psukim, then that would be lain by one person. Now, by which tefillos, by which times of the day would they have this maimed? Would they be laning from the Torah? We said by Shachris and by Musaf. What about by Mincha? Well, we wouldn't take out a Sefer Torah by Mincha. Instead, people would gather together in the shul, and they would recite the psukim by heart. That's by Tzvilas Mincha of any day of the week. But on Erev Shabbos, they wouldn't even recite the Pesukim. They wouldn't get together at all so that people could get ready for Shabbos. Then we said that's really not 100% accurate to say that by every day, by Shachris, Musaf, Mincha, Ni'ilah, there were all these Ma'amados going on where we laned the special Pesukim. Because it really depends what else was going on that day. We said any day that had challah, for example, Hanukkah, there would be no maimed by Shachris. I should preface, it's a machlokas tanaim between Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Yeshua, at least at first, until Rabbi Akiva is ultimately, he retracts from his opinion. But Rabbi Akiva says, any day where there's halal, there's not going to be a maimed by Shachris. Any day where there's a musaf, a carbon musaf, there isn't going to be a maimed by Tfilas Musaf, by Tfilas Mincha, or by Tfilas Ne'ilah. But any day where there's a carbon etzim, we said a carbon etzim was the special wood that specific families would bring to the Beis HaMikdash on specific dates of the year. When they would bring that wood to the Beis HaMikdash to supply the maracha, the arrangements of wood on top of the Mizbeach, they would bring a carbon as well. And that day was like a holiday for them. And so on the day that they would bring carbon etzim, there would be no maimed by Mincha. So that was Rabbi Akiva's opinion. However, Benazi said, by the way, Rabbi Yeshua actually understood differently. Rabbi Yeshua said that on the day where there's a carbon musaf, it's not that there's no maimed by musaf, mincha, or ne'ilah. There's no maimed by mincha and by musaf, but there is maimed by ne'ilah. And on the day where there's a carbon etzim, there's no maimed There's no ma'amid by, even by Tfilas Ne'ilah, and certainly not by Mincha. And ultimately, Rabbi Akiva rejected to side with Benazi's opinion. Then we said, well, what were the times during the year that the special families would bring wood to the Beis Hamikdash? We said that what gave these people the right to bring wood, that was because when the Jewish people came back from Bavel, from Galus Bavel, there was no wood to fuel, to supply the Ma'arachos on top of the Mizbeach in the Beis Hamikdash. And so these unique families stepped up to the plate to provide their own personal wood, and so they had the Zechus to supply wood for the coming years as well, even if there was plenty of wood for the Beis Hamikdash. So what were the families and what were the dates of the year? So we went through, we said on the first day of Nisan, there was Bnei Arach from the Shevet of Yehuda on the 20th of Tammuz. There was Bnei David from Shevet of Yehuda on the 5th of Av. There was Bnei Parush from Yehuda, from Shevet Yudad on this on the seventh day of Av. There was Bnei Yonadav, Ben Rechav, which was from Yisro's family. Then there was on the 10th of Av, that was Bnei Sina'a from Shevet Binyamin. On the 15th of Av, there was Bnei Zatu, and along with them, their Kohanim and the Levim, anybody who was mistaken about a Shevet, and the Bnei Gonvei Eli and Bnei Kotzei Kitzios. Who were the Bnei Gonvei Eli and Bnei Kotzei Kitzios? We said those were the special families that when the government made a decree that no one was to bring Bikurim to the Beis HaMikdash, and they put guards blocking the road so that no one could go, these families deceived the guards by putting their Bikurim in baskets, covering the baskets with figs, holding up their pestles, schlepping it along, and going over to the guards and telling them we have to get through in order to go press our figs into fig cakes at the local mortar in town. And then they would ultimately bring their Bikurim. Then we said on the 20th, the Bnei Pachas Mo would bring, on the 20th of Elul, Bnei Adin would bring, and on the 1st of Teves, the Bnei Parosh brought a second time. And we said that the 1st of Teves is notable in that there's no Maimed by any Tefillah because it's a day where there's Hallow, so Maimed by Shachris. There's a Karban Musaf and there's a Karban Eitzim. So if there's a Karban Musaf because it's Rosh Chodesh and it's Karban Eitzim, then that dismisses the need for Maimed by any other Tefillah as well. Then we said, up until now, we've been discussing taniyos more or less that pertain to times of the year that were because there was no rain. But now we're going to discuss the taniyos that were as a result of terrible things that happened to Klal Yisrael. On Shivas Ratamas and on Tisha B'Av, there were five terrible things that happened on each of those days. On Shivas, we said the luchos were broken. That's number one. Number two, the tumid stopped being brought into the Beis HaMikdash. Number three, there was the city of Yerushalayim was breached during Chorban by Sheni. Then we said number four, Apostumus, the Greek general, burned the Torah that Ezra had written. And number five, we said he set up a tselem in the Heichal. He set up an image, a statue of some sort, perhaps, in the Heichal. Then we said in Tisha B'Av, what were the five things that happened? We said that that's when the Gezer was for Klal Yisrael not to go into Eretz Yisrael. That was on Tisha B'Av because they cried when the Meraglim came back. Then we said that the Chorban Bayis region occurred, the first Beis HaMikdash was destroyed. We said, number three, that the second Beis HaMikdash was destroyed. We said Beitar, where Bar Koziva, Bar Kochva, led his rebellion. That's where his stronghold was. So Beitar was taken down, was conquered, it was captured, and Yerushalayim was plowed over. Then we said, as a result of all these terrible things that happened in Av, so when we go into Av, we minimize the amount of Simcha that we have. Then we discussed what happens the week of Tisha B'Av. What practices do we have? So we said on the week that Tisha B'Av occurs, comes out on, it's usher to get a haircut, it's usher to do laundry. And however, if Tisha B'Av, let's say, were to come out on a Friday, which was only in the times that they were Mekadosh, the Chodesh HaPi Re'iyah, so then on the Thursday prior, you could shave and launder because of Kavod Shabbos. Then we said on Erev Tisha B'Av, you shouldn't eat two tavshilin, two cooked dishes. You shouldn't eat meat. You shouldn't eat drink wine, according to the Tanakhama. But according to Rishon Megamliel, you should just change a little bit from what you typically do. So if you have two, if you typically have two things of meat, so then you should only have one. If you have two cups of wine, you should only have one, etc. Then we said that there was a machlokas between Rabbi Yudah and the Chachamim if you should be flipping over the bed and sleeping on the floor on Tisha B'Av. And so that was, according to Rabbi Yehuda, he says that you should, and according to the Chum, they said, no, you shouldn't. Then we discussed that there was no days that were more joyous for all of Klal Yisrael than Tu B'Av and Yom Kippur. And we gave a list of six reasons why Tu B'Av was such a special day. The day that women became had more opportunities for whom to marry if they were inheriting property in Eretz Yisrael, the day that Shevet Binyamin were able to marry the rest of Klal Yisrael, this is in the aftermath of Pelegesh Begiva, this was the day that the Mesei Midbar stopped dying, they would go into their pits, they would dig graves on Erev Tishbav normally, and see who woke up the next morning. We said this was the day that the guards were stopped blocking the roads to block people in times of Yeravam ben Avat from going to be Olo Regel. We said it was the day that the Harugi Beitar, the people who were killed out in Beitar, that they were able to be buried. And we said it was the day that they stopped. That was like the seam of cutting wood for the Beis HaMikdash. And then we said, and Yom Kippur is a very special day because it's the day of Chaslich and Kapara. It was the day that we got the last Luchos. And we said on these days, the girls of Yerushalayim would go out and they would wear special clothing, borrowed clothing that had to be toiveled because you didn't know if the girl that you borrowed it from was careful about Tum and Tara, and then go out and they dance and say, young guys, you should know, don't just pay attention to beauty, you should pay attention to family, to mice and clothing. Okay.